Okay, City Council for Tuesday, November 5th, 2019 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Van Bremer, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask your blessings on the people who have been called to lead this community in which we live and work and play. And we thank you for the ability to be involved in useful work and for the honor of bearing appropriate responsibilities. We lift up our mayor, the various levels of city officials, and in particular for this assembled council. Lord, grant them wisdom to govern amid the conflicting interests and issues of our time, a sense of the welfare and true needs of our people, a keen thirst for justice and rightness, confidence in what is good and fitting, the ability to work together in harmony even when there is honest disagreement. And Lord, we pray for personal peace in their lives and joy in their task. Bless the agenda set before them today to be fruitful and for the common good. Grant them and us the wisdom and courage to know and to do what is right and good and true. May they and we speak out when it is time to speak out and listen patiently and receptively when it's time to listen. May they and we always be guided by the spirit of community, by the spirit of justice, and by the spirit of love. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Okay. Entertaining a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with four additional items. The approval of a liquor license for Seaside Liquor. Resolution awarding the bid for SWAT vest and plate carriers. The third, a resolution awarding the bid for on-call electrical services. And the fourth, resolution awarding the bid for a lighting system for baseball field two.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes from the work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 10-1-19, there are no objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? Then the corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, we have a couple of recognitions tonight. I think we'll start with Mr. and Mrs. Bruce and Mary Jane Munsell. Where are you guys at?
They're in the back.
I want to introduce you to some new friends that we have, and we are very blessed to have them in our community and involved. This is Mr. Bruce and Miss Mary Jane Munsell, and I made their acquaintance through Dee and Steve Burrow. I think you all know who
yes.
they are.
Yes.
So we've been talking for a few months, and they are very excited about what we're doing in the arts here. They love the Arts Center. They love the people and the things they've encountered here and through Dee and Steve's input. So we have been working back and forth a little bit, and we were very thrilled to have them say they would like to make a sizable donation to us so that we could do something specific for performing arts. So we have already put in the works in purchasing five stage pieces that are custom. They flip and they can be both carpeted and stay, so we can use it for our listening room, which we're now going to call that acoustic arts. So we like that phrase a little better. So we're going to be doing that, but they're going to come in so handy. And for those of you who were at the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, you know how much that could have been handy for us this past year. So we're excited to have those, and I just wanted you to meet them. They hail from Sterling, Illinois. They've had a place at the Sandpiper since 1991 and been very involved in the theater arts for a long time, both in their hometown and back here, and served on boards, and so they're very active, and I just wanted you to meet them.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do they know about our award-winning theater group? The Makos have? Did you? They may not know that.
Why don't you tell them, Joni?
Our group from the new high school competed in Mobile.
Yes.
Is it Mobile?
Yes.
Right?
Mobile.
Yes.
Baker High School.
Baker High School just this past weekend, and they won first place in theater competition. It was a
Act.
One act theater production. Yes. So, and they went up against big time schools like Murphy and a lot of schools in Mobile, and they won first place, and this is their first year. So we're very excited about theater in our community and what's going on at the school, and this is very, very helpful and adds to what all is going on. So thank you very much.
And they will be going to state.
Yes, be in Troy in February. Mm-hmm. They'll compete on the state level.
So, all ninth graders and 2 10th graders against juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
So it was impressive.
And the play, The Last Mile, was actually written by the director of conservatory arts here in Orange Beach. Yes. So it was our own play and our own kids.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. and Ms. Munson. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look forward to y'all being a part of our programs. All right, Yoke, I will turn it over to you.
We would like you to introduce his name.
Because I can't pronounce his name, so please. Except for EB.
That's right. It is my pleasure to once again introduce you to EB Inka Alau. He is the United Nations Ambassador of the Arts from Nigeria. He has been in our schools for 2 weeks, thanks to you and the Orange Beach Education Foundation. He spent 1 week at Orange Beach Elementary, where he did an assembly, and then he did a workshop with every single student. And then in the afternoons, he spent 3 afternoons at Expect Excellence from culinary arts and creative writing. And then he spent 3 days at Camp Sunshine, where he did artistic workshops with those children and students. And then he spent 1 week at our middle and high school. He spoke in history, in social studies, and even a math class. So he truly integrated the arts into our STEM, which makes STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So a true integration of the experience that we want all of our students to have. And I left on your desk a flyer. Tomorrow he will be speaking at the Orange Beach Adult Activity Center. He'll be conducting a seminar for our artists called Connecting Art and Audience. And so that will be tomorrow. And then he will take a tour with those artists of the Coastal Arts Center again. His last finale will be at the Gulf Shores Cultural Center, and all of our students will be participating, and their art will be exhibited at the Cultural Arts Center on Saturday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. And ladies and gentlemen, EB Inka.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and the City Council. Thank you, Jerry. It's like family now. And just in case you don't know how to pronounce my name, the children, they address me as Your Majesty. So that also works. It's a true honor. I'm very humbled by all the help that you have given to help me be around here, the Education Foundation, the grants, and the Perdido Beach Resort.
Yes.
Who are hosting me for this entire time, the Coastal Arts Center for the reception the other day. So it's very humbling for me, really, because being an ambassador in New York City, it's not every time that you get the opportunity to come to such a beautiful town as Orange Beach. So I feel very, very blessed to have had the interaction with your children. And the last thing I would say is that, you know, Ryo has just been excellent in being the host for this entire program. She is my sister, truly, and we do look alike. If you watch very well, and so you know, all that effort to integrate all the arts together into the education. I told you the other time that the most extraordinary thing about an oyster is that irritations get into its shell. The oyster doesn't like the irritations, but when it sees that it cannot dispose of the irritation, it uses it to make the most beautiful pearl. That if there are irritations in our lives, let's always make pearls out of it. Mm-hmm. It may have to be a pearl of patience with a lot of love poured into it, but let us always make pearls. And I know that in this town of Orange Beach, you do not have any irritations. So I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you know, maybe those people who live in Gulf Shores or elsewhere. But, in all your meetings, in all your collaborations, in as you do things for this wonderful city of Orange Beach, I pray that God will give you wisdom and help people out, do exercise your duties, and so I just pray that you always make pearls out of any irritation that comes your way, and so thank you, and God bless. I look forward to hearing some of what you have today.
Thank you, Evie. Evie, when you're around him, if you've gone to the events then where he's met people, Evie's more than just a title. Because when he comes in, he loves from his heart. There's kindness in his words, and there's love that he tries to bring people together, where people will be closer to each other, and they'll also be closer to God. And so, Evie, we thank you. Thank you for sharing your kindness and your love, your words. And if you haven't had an Evie hug, then try to get an Evie hug before he leaves. Because it is priceless, and so
thank you
for what you giving back to our students, our kids, and everyone here in Orange Beach.
You are pure joy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, Evie, we have a presentation.
We have a gift for you.
To the wall.
And I've seen you all over town, Evie, and you remind me so much of me because you're always in a good mood. You're always smiling. So
he makes pearls out of irritation.
I make pearls.
Here's my irritation right there. Irritation into pearls.
Come up. You
got to
go to the wall. Go to the wall. Well, if we can, while they take this wonderful, this is a key to the city. We haven't given away very many keys to the city, but we know that this will be awesome. Go back to his office. Two quick things in my observations. I was fortunate to sit with EB at the Garden Club regional meeting that was held at the Coastal Arts Center. And I had always heard Yo speak of how much EB likes to eat. And boy, he ate. Yeah. He ate it all. And so it's a wonderful thing because everywhere he goes, I know he's been able to keep his weight down. The second thing was I was blessed to watch him one day at the rec center with actually our art class from the middle school, and they were in the rec center. And Jerry is exactly right. His style with the kids, his compassion, and how he taught them. He was using watercolors that day. Oh, yeah. And as a fly on the wall, it was really unique to watch his style. Yeah. I got you one, Mayor. We got one in there. but watching that with the young people and those that probably were in the class that not so sure if they wanted to be there, but he even pulled them in before it was over. And so great job on how you deal with everything I have watched you do and how you represent. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Mayor, I've got one more recognition. We have our new director, library director here tonight. Fred, if you will stand up so everyone can see. This is Fred Getch.
Welcome.
Yes. Yeah. He comes to us from Montgomery, and please go by and see him. Do you want to say anything, Fred?
Oh, My name is John Darby.
John, okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry, John. I don't know why I got.
Welcome, John Darby.
I was going to say, John,
can
when I met you.
I'm sorry,
I'm
Fred.
When I met him last week, his name was John.
Go get a key to the city.
Beautiful, always
I'm looking
be
at someone and thinking someone else, so I apologize. But we are glad to have you. For those of you that don't know, Stephen retired, and most of you probably know that. But he's still in town, so you do have an opportunity to say goodbye to him if you haven't had a chance to yet. So,
John,
you've been here 2 weeks?
I guess so.
2 weeks.
Yes.
So, and he hasn't run away yet. So
he may have to tonight.
He may have. this will break him in really well. So,
John, we welcome you. I have had a great 16 years of serving with Miss Joni over here, and she does that quite often. She calls me Jim sometimes.
That's not what I call you.
We welcome you. We look forward to you being in our community. Thank you.
Golly.
How many books have you actually checked out for the library and read in those 16 years? Does that really have any bearing?
He likes the VHS tapes.
That's right. I still have them.
Okay.
Thank you, Evie. Good night.
Good
bless
night.
You, buddy.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You, Evie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, go eat
Time
again.
To go eat.
Go eat.
Go eat.
He really does like to eat, y'all.
He
I've watched
loves
it
to
many
eat.
Times.
All right.
Coming from Ken, that's you like to eat too.
Listen, let me tell you, he does great to stay in shape.
Okay, moving to unfinished business. Under resolutions. Resolution authorizing the execution of fibers optics development agreement addendum A with Camp Fox doing business as Island Fiber Phase 2, Fiber to Home Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got something to add to that. From our, you left today before.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, no, you were there.
Well, I still missed it.
You want to do it? I'll just add, can we add, move to adopt resolution. The resolution is substantially in the form and content now before the council, subject to final approval by the mayor. That's what is requested by city
is that,
attorney.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion,
okay.
Sir.
We have a second.
Renee,
okay.
Can you?
She knows.
Thank you, Renee.
You left early.
Any discussion?
Did somebody second?
I thought, Mayor, if you don't mind, right before we vote.
Absolutely.
Mickey, why don't you come up and give us an update of where you are?
How's everybody doing again today? Thank
good,
you for having
good,
me again.
Good.
We've been working really hard these past several months. Right now, we are complete with the construction of the Burkhart neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we've actually been able to pick up right at about 50% of the residents within that area. I know in our previous discussions before, we may have been looking at 30% of the goal, so we're actually seeing 50% numbers for our service signups and registrations. We do have quite a lot of construction to complete, but as of today, for conduit and piping in the ground, for the overall bird's eye view of this thing, we've got about 10% of the city complete as of today.
Good.
Knowing that we've got the Burkhart area completed and the backbone lines running down to Bear Point. So we are ready to get started there. We've got about 60,000 foot of fiber on order on the way, and as soon as it gets in, we'll start putting it in the ground and keep running the conduit in the Bear Point area. We'll start there in November and hope to get it completed fairly soon. As we continue on with the Bear Point construction, we want to go ahead and move forward on 161 to get our backbone lines down, run down 161, and then begin going into the Terry Coves, Marina Roads, Cotton Bayou, and West Oak Ridge. We are going to not wait or hold off, but we're going to give time for the congestion on the west side of Canal to
yes.
be completed.
Yeah.
So we don't have
you
to get
you don't
want to
jump
bits.
In that?
No, sir.
there's already some places dug out. You can
oh, there's all kinds
right
of stuff dug out over there. I can pick a spot and probably drop it in there. But it's going real well. We've gotten some very good responses from our customers so far, the differences from the services. Not seeing any buffering within our service, obviously, and then the opportunity for them to swap to a streaming service to have cost-saving options from monthly cable bills. So definitely seeing a great response through the community. We're pushing our registrations. If anybody hasn't signed up, we'd love for you to go to the website, islandfiber.net, and register for your service. And as soon as we can get into your area, we'll continue to provide you updates, but we will also, you know, provide the information, let you know when we're coming in to move forward from there. Do we have any questions, by any chance?
I think, isn't Bear Point your largest number that you've gotten registered?
Yes, sir, right now. It's also one of the largest areas. When we finish Bear Point, we'll actually be about 34% done with the entire city. So that's the biggest, pretty large chunk there. And again, as we're putting the conduit in the ground, we're in that average of about 1,000 foot a day. Knowing that we'll be somewhat congested within Bear Point, I think we'll still hold close to that. No more than 90 days, but I'm going to go ahead and give it 60 to 90 days to finish that out.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Awesome. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mickey.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? New business, miscellaneous, approval of 2018 audited financials.
Move to approve the 2018 audited financials.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, approval, lounge, retail, liquor license, package, license application, Ramp Enterprises, Seaside Liquor, Perdido Beach Resort, Suite 8A, A8.
Perdido Beach Boulevard, not resort.
What'd I say?
Resort.
I'm sorry.
Perdido Beach Boulevard. I apologize.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring certain personal property a surplus and unneeded and authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the donation of a surplus knuckle boom truck to the town of Alberta, Alabama.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution authorizing the donation of a surplus leaf floater truck, flatbed truck to the town of Somerdale, Alabama.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution amending the organizational chart for the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Mayor, I think just with the couple of those discussed items we talked about today, adding a line back over on a couple of those positions, making sure that
y'all good with that?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a subaward grant agreement Nature Conservancy for the NERDA-funded Restoration Alternatives Analysis Conservation Management Plan.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture provide Construction Administration Coastal Resources Office not to exceed $18,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Sawgrass Consulting, provide civil and marine construction engineering inspection services, bidding assistance, coastal resources facility, not to exceed $30,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution. I'm sorry. Oh, I thought somebody said something. Yeah. Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture, provide plans, constructions, assistance, oversight, trail maintenance, shop, wildlife center, not to exceed $37,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a ground lease, City of Orange Beach, Auburn University, for the Gulf Coast Engineering Research Station.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Sane Associates for transportation traffic engineering services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Sawgrass Consulting, civil engineering, land surveying, construction management services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution reappointing Susan Box to the Gulf Shores Orange Beach Tourism Board of Directors.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Appreciate you very much. Resolution awarding the proposal for the Orange Beach Middle School bell, which we have pulled and looking for another alternative, right?
Yes.
Okay, moving to addition. Resolution awarding the bid for the SWAT vest plate carriers for police department and Gulf States distributors in the amount of $21,588 per unit, pricing for maximum of 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for an on-call electrical services to AB Electrical Company of Mobile per unit, pricing for maximum of 3 years.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. I've read this resolution. I've read the pricing, but what is this for? This company's out of Mobile. Or do we not have any?
So it was bid, competitively bid.
Yes.
We don't have any in-house electrician that's able to handle the type of higher-end electrical work that we're needing with the new facilities going up, mainly at the utilities department. But
okay.
This will be open citywide for other departments to use as we move into additional construction. But this will be situations where we've already got engineered plans, mm-hmm. and we just need an electrician to come in and do some of the
So this more is work. A specialized company
it's
that handles
specialized,
that.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all I need.
Thank you, Renee.
Any other questions? Thank you, Renee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution awarding the bid for a lighting system for baseball field 2 at the Orange Beach Sportsplex to M. Gay Constructors, not to exceed $110,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
And this is for just the labor only, because we have another item that the equipment is being put out to bid, right?
This is for the poles.
This is for the
and
poles.
And then we are buying the lights themselves.
The lights themselves.
Through a separate contract.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have a public hearing. Public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Lot 80, Terry Cove Harbor, PUD setback variance. The way this works is we'll have a presentation by Griffin, followed by questions by the council, open the floor up for discussion, close and follow-up questions, and then move on. Griffin.
Yeah, this application deals with a remodeling project at 26774 Martinique Drive. It's lot 80 of the Terry Cove Plan Unit Development, Terry Cove Subdivision. The remodeling involves installing an elevator on the west side of the house. Terry Cove, the PUD for this section of the subdivision requires a 10-foot side setback. So on the west side, the house is 10 feet from the property line. Now, when you enclose an elevator, it becomes part of the building footprint. So the elevator has 6x6 dimension. So it's going to have a 6-foot encroachment into the 10-foot side setback, meaning that it'll be four feet from the west property line. The elevator, it will connect the dining room that's on the first habitable level with the master bedroom that's on the second habitable level. If we go to the next slide, this is the site plan just showing the existing house and where the proposed elevator will be located. Next slide. This is the floor plans showing the first and second level, the yellow indicating where the elevator will be located. And the next slide. This is just an aerial map. The POA president for Terry Cove has provided correspondence there in support of it, and we have correspondence from the neighbors on both sides that are have no objections to the request.
Thank you, Griffin. Any questions for Griffin?
Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you, Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Which side is it, the east?
It's the west side.
Okay.
Okay. Open the floor to any comments or questions from anyone in the audience.
Griffin, my only question is, obviously, if they would have put it on the east, they wouldn't have needed a variance.
It probably, I looked at it, it probably would still have needed one. It would probably have gone 1 or 2 feet into it. Plus the rooms are that needs the connectivity are not on that side. I think it's a living room and one of the spare bedrooms upstairs.
Anyone else? Anyone? Okay. Close the public hearing. Ordinances, a first reading. Ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Terry Cove Harbor PUD setback variance.
Move for.
I'm sorry, I was going to ask for a motion.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. All right. Moving to adjournment and then straight to the committee of the whole. We won't take a break. So do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Call the committee of the whole to order Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. Will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Go Tigers.
Mayor Kennan.
There it is.
I ain't saying nothing this year.
I got it.
I think my opponents may be coming back. So
I got it. Finish roll call.
Yep. Oh, well.
I think he's out of line.
Censure.
Here.
Censure. Okay. Moving to your business. This was something I meant to bring up today at the retreat, but the wharf at the amphitheater, you know, we have EMS services and we have... police. They need the space that we currently have the EMS located in. It's a cramped quarters anyway, and we really do need a someplace for our police to hold up, to have administrative offices to deal with it. They're asking to move into modular, essentially the same thing we brought into the wharf, I mean to the event center.
Yeah.
The rec center, I'm sorry. They'll be sitting up in that corner. You won't be able to see them pretty much from anywhere. But from an EMS, fireman, police, I think it's probably one of the best things they could do for us.
Yes.
So
what corner?
You know where the souvenir T-shirt thing is? As soon as you walk in the gate, it'll be right back in that little area there.
Where the
inside
bridge,
the new gate.
Oh.
Right next to where the bridge connects back to the northern parking lot.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of hidden.
So it will be it'll give us a lot more room to deal with any type of medical emergency or medical issue, and our police have a place to actually work from.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's okay, we'd like to just administratively approve it with the PUD and move forward and let them do that.
It's a temporary thing.
I guess it would be as temporary until whatever time they do something that would alleviate it.
More
but
permanent, yeah.
Yeah, because we really don't have any other place to the current EMS situation, room that is used for an emergency situation is not the best as it is. And it has a door both ways, people coming through. It doesn't allow for any privacy, and we need the ability to do that. So, to an evaluation without any type of disturbance. So, but if that's okay with y'all, then Kit's going to move forward with that. Let them know. Okay.
I'm good.
Thank y'all. Resolution authorizing the execution of an extension of professional services agreement with Harbor Communications Voice Data Telecommunication Services. I'm just going to read through these. Y'all stop me if you see something you got questions on. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Bert Kleinpeter, Project Engineering Services. I do want to stop. We're working with them on Canal Road sidewalk issues going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Canal Road East for sure, golf cart path possibilities, 161 Marina Road, trying to create golf cart connectivity.
Those are here.
Okay, well, now they're already down here, so that saves us two more we don't have to mess with. So anyway... The point is, after the town hall meeting, we just want everybody to know we're working to create connectivity for golf carts down main corridors and arteries north, south, east, west. And it's just going to take some time and a lot of money. Resolution reappointing Judge Bracken as a municipal court judge for the city of Orange Beach.
Judge is here tonight.
Yep.
He sure
Thank
is.
You, Judge. Appreciate you. And
Judge, are you going to keep Renee with you, too? Great. Me too. I appreciate you both being here tonight.
Yes,
thank you for what
absolutely.
You do.
Resolution authorizing the purchase of LED lighting for the Sportsplex baseball field number 2, Sourcewell, $145,900. And I think that's coming out of money that was already in the budget for this year. Am I right, Ken?
Yes. We had budgeted for a locker room that we're not building. So everything we're doing at the baseball field for the most part this year is eating up that capital that was budgeted in 18 or 19 budget.
Must be some serious lights for $255,000.
LED.
Resolution extending the entertainment district at Sand Rock Key Marina, Perito Beach Resort. Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Resolution extending the entertainment district at the Wharf. Resolution accepting ownership maintenance responsibility of Surrey Lane, Webster Lane, and Shore Acres Subdivision. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Burke Klein Peter. This is for the cart pass and crossing I was talking about. Those 8 and 9 are about that item. Resolution approving the fiscal year 2020 budget for the City of Orange Beach. Hopefully in 2 weeks we'll have everything ironed out and we'll be able to vote.
Thank you,
one
Ford.
Way to the other.
Thank
great
you,
job,
Ford.
Ford. Reminder, public hearings and first reading for ordinances, amending ordinance number 172. The zoning ordinance, sections 2.02, 4.01, 02, 04, 7.04, November 19, 2019. Y'all good?
Good.
Okay. Reminder, city offices are closed next Monday. Okay, got a long weekend. So, all right.
I think the two chiefs had an announcement.
This is interesting.
Well, we don't do this tag team very often, but I guess the police chief's going to let me speak first. So we also want to remind everyone that we're having the community cookout on November 16th from 11 to 1 at the Waterfront Park. And everybody's invited, and we hope everybody can attend, and it's going to be a beautiful day.
It's on a Saturday.
Saturday.
Will you also announce the Fireman and Policeman of the Year from last night so we don't mess that up?
Yes. Happy to. So the Firefighter of the Year for this year was awarded to Tyler Newkirk, one of our apparatus operators, for his outstanding service to the community.
Police Officer of the Year was Michael, or Brent McBrayer, as many of you know him, for his service as well. Specifically, what services he rendered and resuscitation efforts following a tragic accident down at Flippers Marina. And the Employee of the Year was our office manager, Karen Keith, a civilian employee.
She's the best.
Love Karen.
Okay.
What are y'all cooking at your cookout?
Well, we're going to be doing the grilling. It's a thank you for the community for all the support we get all year long. You're going to have to come and see.
It ain't gonna be boudin.
Tiger meat. Tiger meat.
Right, guys, I'm telling you, we need to be
fresh tiger meat. Yes, fresh tiger meat.
I have taken hit after hit for years. Maybe we'll see.
He's been eight straight years, I believe.
It's been a while. It's been painful.
When do you wake up Sunday morning, son?
Well, it may be late before when I wake up.
If you wake up. Well, I tell you what, though, I am really happy to see both of them undefeated, playing at that level, playing each other.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
1 and 2 in the country. That's what it should be.
That's right. I just want to make a quick announcement. Y'all have heard me discuss the Pensacola Perdido Bay's estuary program before. We're bringing the program meetings here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow morning at 10, the back conference room at Community Development. We'll have a technical committee meeting, and then the policy board meeting will be here at 1:30 in these chambers.
Thank you. Woody Tracy, Steven. Are you going to that? No.
I made the announcement. I would love it. And it's actually the technical committee and the policy board open to the public, so love to see participation from the community.
Good. Thank you.
But thank you, Woody. Thank you for serving on that.
Yes, sir.
And John Darby, enjoy. Welcome again.
Yes, John. Thank you.
Yes, John Fred
Darby. John. We have been in budget meetings
since 9 o'clock this morning, so we're a little goofy. And so I apologize, John, that I called you the board member, Fred.
Yeah. It's okay, Jenny. You'll be okay. It'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. Everybody good?
Good.
Everybody good? No. Anybody? Yes, sir. Mr. Bill.
Mayor, Council. First of all, I'd like to thank all of you all for the sponsorship of the youth dove shoot that took place on Saturday. It took place up at the Alligator Alley on Highway 71. They were most gracious to make that available for that event. There was approximately 21 young kids there from age 8 through 15. They served a great roasted pig lunch with all the sides to that. It was just a great event. I was fortunate enough to get to mentor a young lady of 15 years old. She was no stranger to a firearm, I assure you. She was quite adept at what she came out there to do. Though we didn't get many birds early, but they did start to fly late, and I want to thank you all for that. One more thing. And by the way, Councilman Boyd, who is it that Auburn plays this week?
I don't even know.
Well, you mentioned the Tigers. I assume that's your reference. Okay. No.
There you go, Bill.
This is a tough crowd.
I want to remind all of you all about the last time I stood at the podium to ask you all to please take a look at what we can do with that wonderful
dolphin
Hope. Hope, the magic dolphin. You still have that on your agenda to look at, and if you all will move forward with that, the Friends of the Art would be more than happy to help support that.
Bill, why don't you give us a solution as to what you think should be done with it?
Okay. Oh,
he has one.
I have.
He has one.
Okay.
Give it to him, Bill.
I threw it away.
I disposed of it, ladies and gentlemen.
So personally, I think it needs to be at the Waterfront Park, at the circle there is where I would love to see it. And that still keeps it close. You know, it's a wonderful piece of art.
It is.
It really is. It's a beautiful piece.
And we're lucky to have it.
Yes. Yeah. Also, can anyone explain to me what's going on with the Freedom Pass at the bridge?
Oh, you
cannot
about the
get
exor-
through it.
Are you talking about those exorbitant?
The gate comes down.
What you do is you get right behind somebody that stops and pays, and you just zip right behind them.
I got behind a guy that I don't know what it was. I waited 3 minutes before I backed up. To get out of that lane to go to another lane because the gate stayed down.
The word is it is not functioning properly to read and collect, so they are stopping everyone. I don't know. We haven't heard if they're trying to rectify it. They did.
They communicated with us because Chief Kimmerling and some others had pointed it out that it was causing backups, and so they're trying to collect on some back payments for people that now have to stop. So that's part of the process.
Ah.
I think it's the technology, not reading the license plate and so you're back to the windshield reader because the license tag issue is not working somehow. But they're hoping to have that resolved, I think, in about a month.
Okay.
Now, the good part is it's the slower time of year, but a month. So that's what they've told us straight from their office.
They spoiled us with it running so well for so long. And then,
I didn't know that because to inconvenience me because they're trying to collect from somebody else is not a good way to do business. I mean, pick the phone up, call them, and say you owe me some money or else. But don't mess our traffic pattern up because we really were doing well with that flowing through that.
It's amazing.
We'll have to see about that.
Very exorbitant fees if you... Yeah.
It's like $5 administration, and then after the first one, it's a $49.
And yeah, I got caught up in that when we first made the change.
They made quite a few folks mad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One more thing. As a citizen of Orange Beach, I would like to thank these two folks for the performance last week of the violinist. That was wonderful. I had a great evening.
Yes.
And Miss Annette was a member of that cast, and it was great.
All righty. Anyone else? Anything else?
Do we need to put something in the budget for Hope?
Hope.
Oh, no,
the dolphin. We're pricing out what a big shark would cost and lay it across the lower jaw of such. But.
The friends
okay,
are
it
going
was funny.
I would think that we'll just decide locations because if it's in the roundabout, that's what we've got to work with BKI on to figure out the dimensions and size. That's
no,
what you're
talking
about.
No, he's talking
about
the round circle down by the water, right?
Yeah.
By the pier.
I had a thought of if we could get the artist or someone to do a smaller dolphin to put in tandem beside them and mount them both at the same time, it might be really a nice.
Yes,
so,
Dr. Richard Harmitz in San Diego.
If y'all would like us to just sort of look and see if that's an option.
Yes.
The two together, I think, would look
that
nice.
That would be neat.
And then we'll decide how to build some type of monument base, mount it.
Okay. So So if that becomes the preferred site, then we would remove the palm and begin to work around that. So is that what y'all would like to?
I like that site.
I think Bill's got a great idea.
Okay.
Probably don't need an engineer for it. Just give it to Tim.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And he and Hartley went somewhere. I don't know. They're gone. So I was gonna.
Oh, that's scary.
Yes, that is.
You see them? I guess I
can. No. Bill, you will be in charge of cleaning the dolphin and putting the covering on it to make sure that it's protected.
Sure. Every night.
Yeah, we'll get it done. This is too nice of a piece not to do something with it. Anybody else? Anything else? Made pretty good time tonight, so make advantage of it. All right. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you, everyone. Phillip.